Sue.
Welcome to the show. You're sounding better. You're sounding better.
Am I? Good. Okay, good. The medicine and rest and relaxation is working.
Okay. Episode 286. Sarah is still having the sexy voice from previous episode, but hopefully not as high on Theraflu.
Yeah, hopefully not. Well, you know, I apologize for nothing.
No, I liked it, to be honest.
I'm not going to say that I'm not on any cold medicine.
I like when you're mad, silly, just wound up in general. The thing that I do not like is when you're calm.
Okay. Well, no problem today because I have something that I'm real mad about.
Okay.
Do you have any business to handle first before
no,
I dive
I'm,
right in?
I'm all ears.
Okay, Sue's. I had a stopping polite moment.
Okay.
So oh my God, this was like a whole thing. This was like a bunch of my nightmares all in one. So we wanted to light the fire, like, you know, because it's chilly outside. So Landon, you know, we always leave the, what is it called? The flute? Flu. I say a different word every time. Sometimes it's flume, sometimes it's flute, sometimes it's flu. Okay, the flue open. We always leave it open. So Landon lit the fire, and it's starting to get smoky, and it's starting to get hot. And I'm like, oh, did you open that? And it was not open.
Oh, my God.
And it was, like, almost emergency, but luckily he was real smart, and he grabbed something, and he got it open, and blah, blah, blah. But long story short, it ended up like kind of scorching the outside of our beautiful tile. That's all this like nice geometric tile that's perfectly laid out and like it's done so well. And so I ended up having to clean it and I clean it all off and I get most of the soot off of the front of it, but it cracked the tile. It's like cement tile and it cracked
it. Oh no.
And you can see it when it's close up. So Landon was like, we happen to have extra tile. So Landon's like, I'm just going to have somebody come out and replace those tiles. It reminds me of how I was like, didn't do that and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I don't want to look at it every day. And it was so nice to begin with. So we have this guy come out and the guy who originally did it was not available. And so they send out this other guy who they're like, oh yeah, he's great. Blah, blah, blah. He'll do it for you. The guy comes out and he's like, even his walk is slow. And you might say, Sarah, aren't you worried talking about somebody on your podcast in such a rude way? Mm-hmm. And I say to you, no, because his car was riddled with bumper stickers that were Confederate flags.
Oh, no.
A big sticker that said something that about like build the wall, immigrants stealing our jobs, something like that.
Oh
my God. Had I known, I would have been like, we're not hiring. Absolutely not.
So his car with the stickers was not like a company car. It was just his.
No.
Okay.
It was his car, but it had the company. He gets hired by a contractor.
Gotcha. Okay.
So he's probably independent. And then, so he had, it was his car, but also covered with his stickers.
His agenda.
His agenda. And I didn't notice this. Like, I didn't see his car until he'd probably been like 2 or 3 hours into the project.
Okay.
So at first I'm like, okay, I trust this guy. He's going to do a good job. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first thing I know is he like takes down all this cement. I tell him, I'm like, this is how many tiles we have. Like, don't make any mistakes, blah, blah, blah. First thing that happens, I don't say that, but I'm use it sparingly. He's like, oh, I'm real sorry. I accidentally broke one. I'm like, okay, well, now we have not any more spares. We have the exact same amount. Yes, he accidentally broke one. So now we have like the exact amount you need. So there is zero room for error. So the guy ends up, the first thing that I notice is that when you do a tile on the corner, you need these like special spacers to make sure that all the grout lines are perfectly even. This guy's like freestyling it. So like some,
Are you just sitting there watching him?
No, I'm not feeling well. So I went upstairs, I was like laying in bed. And then I'd come down and, you know, when he was, and I didn't want to like hang out with the guy. Like, this guy wants to chat. Yeah. I'm like, I do not want to talk to you at all. I want you to work and then leave. And then I'm like, all right, furious. So like the tile we have, and I'll post a picture of this, if you haven't seen it with all my like Christmas decorations on it and everything, but it's like a geometric design that's like perfect and lined up.
Yeah.
And it has to be perfect because it's freaking geometry. Yeah. And it's also not difficult to make it even because it all needs to line up and it's obvious when it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is look at it to be able to go, this isn't right. Well, he didn't do it right. So then I come down and I'm like, oh, okay, so we have a little bit of a problem. First thing I'm noticing is that you're not using the right spacers. You're just using like little chips of wood. So, you know, I told you like you need these spacers. So I go to the garage and I bring him my bag of them that he told me he didn't need.
Mm-hmm. You're furious. You're furious.
I'm like trying not to be mad. The good thing is that Landon is deferring to me as like the authority on this. So he'll talk to Landon and he'll be go, hang on, let me get my wife. She's the judge. And I'll be like, nope, see, this isn't straight. This is awful. So this guy sends me to go buy the grout. His job is to do the tile. I then get sent to go buy to Lowe's to buy the grout. I come back from Lowe's and he is in his spare time, not like lined everything up and made everything straight. He'd cut out the geometric design and some of the extra tile we had and turned it into like a star. So he cut out the star with the tile cutter. It probably took him 20 minutes or half an hour. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? And I come home, he's like, I made this for you.
He did not.
Yes, he did, Susie. That's why I'm like, I have to tell you every detail of this because this is so weird.
I love it.
He's made me a star. And I'm like, okay. Then in my mind, I'm like, if you had the time to do this, you better have had that. Those lines better be goddamn perfectly straight. So then he tells me, well, he can't do it today because he needs to like set overnight or whatever. Then he can grout it tomorrow. Okay. Well, he comes back tomorrow. I give him this long lecture on how I need the line straight. This should match. Here's where this needs to be fixed. This needs to be fixed. Oh, he's like, yeah, sure. No problem. Regrouts the whole thing. I come downstairs. It is so bad.
No.
The grout lines aren't even there. Not only that, the tile isn't even all flat. Some are higher than others. And then he tells me, well, that's the best you could do if you have to take out tile. I said, oh, no. And I gave him a grade. He was like kneeling or sitting on the floor looking at this. And I was like over his shoulder, like I'm like the teacher. And I said to him, I'm going to be honest. I give this a C plus B minus.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
You are something.
And you know what? I had no problem doing. So I was like thinking, I was having a lot of like metacognition during this. And I'm like, wow, I usually would be so scared to say this is unacceptable and this isn't good work. And this is not at the level that it was done before. Mm-hmm. But because I knew he was a racist asshole.
Yeah, well.
I was like, no problemo, senor.
Senor.
And I was like, so I was just like, here's the deal. If I already told you my standards of how I wanted this done, if it's something that you thought couldn't have been done, the smart thing would be say, I don't think I can do it up to your standards. We could stop. I can save this tile. So now I have to buy a bunch more, blah, 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 blah. He said, well, what can I do to fix it? And I said, well, there's really nothing we could do to fix this. I'm going to have to redo it. And I really don't think you're the man for the job. And then he just left.
You are kidding me.
Nope. I said, Landon, where'd he go? And Landon's like, he left.
Wait, was Landon there the whole time?
Yes, standing next to me as I was saying all this.
And what did Landon say?
Nodded his head and said, yeah, that's awful. That's really unacceptable.
Wow.
Total agree.
I couldn't do that, what you did.
Oh, Suze, I thought I couldn't either. But he was my gateway drug. Like, he was like, they're my dipping my toe in the water.
Oh, Lord.
It's what everybody needs. You need somebody who you really feel like is deserving of a tongue lashing anyway to, you know.
I mean, what?
Yeah. So that was my stopping polite moment.
Well, people also need me undies. I mean, underwear is a must, Sarah.
And I have a feeling that I won't be demanding a new one or new pair with these guys.
I was going to say to you, I was going to do the transition for MeUndies to be like, and Sarah has her undies in a twist. And you know what undies they are? MeUndies.
That's so good.
I should have done that. But then you said.
We'll pretend like you did. That was a really good transition, Susie. Nailed it.
Like, men always have super techie, like, extra support undies, but women's undies are all, like, just a thong up your butt and boobs that are suffocated and whatever.
Suze, I complain about my underwear all the time.
I know. That's why you wanted it all for Christmas. But we have a solution, because Me Undies are the best underwear. They have, you know, the micromodal fabric that's like...
Yes, I do. Those are the nice underwear I bought my husband for Christmas.
It's
I sure do know those. Three times
softer than cotton. The fabric feels like heaven against your skin. And they have all different styles. They have really fun colors. Like, you can choose adventurous prints if you want. I mean, like a unicorn. Hello.
Oh, my God.
And
cute.
And you can get your better half some undies for Valentine's Day, whatever, or for Friday. They have a great offer for our listeners. For first-time purchasers, when you order Me Undies, you get 15% off and free shipping. It's a no-brainer. Get 15% off. It's the most comfortable pair you'll ever put on. 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/braincandy. That's MeUndies.com/braincandy. I love them. They're super comfy, yes. And I like the colors. They're really, really fun. I got classic and bold. Because I feel like I'm classic and bold, Sarah.
That is true. Those are both two words to describe
And
you.
You're bold, evidently, because you're telling your laborers that they suck.
Yeah, because he sucks. I have no problem.
Did you have to pay him, though, still?
No, not a dime.
You didn't pay him.
He worked for 2 days. Nope. And I felt guilty about it for a while. Like, I was like, in my stomach, I'm like, oh, my God, because I felt what he would feel. I'm like, no, these are his feelings, not mine. And Lana was like, you need to let it go, because he did unsatisfactory work. And you wouldn't have stood behind that work if that were yours. And I'm like, not in a million years.
So, like you told his boss, we're not paying.
Oh, we explained the situation to his boss. And he's like, I'm so sorry. That never happened with this guy. Like, I'll wait till the other guy, you know, gets back, and we'll totally handle it for you. Not a problem. And, you know, I'm thinking, like, man, this guy's got all these stickers, like, complaining about how, you know, illegal people are stealing his job. And I'm like, no, people who can do the job are stealing your job.
Yeah, that's true.
You just want somebody to blame
it on.
If you were less chatty, spend more time not making weird star coasters out of my extra tile.
Star coasters.
I mean,
do you still have the coaster?
No, I threw it away. I should have kept it. I should have. I wish I did, just to take a picture and show you people.
The memory was too painful.
I needed to throw away, because I was like, I told Landon, I'm like, this is making me angry looking at it.
He had good intentions, I think, with that.
It's, you know what it is? It's the equivalent, like, to, but it's like if somebody walks in late to a meeting holding a cup of fresh piping hot Starbucks coffee.
Right.
You're like, you didn't do what you're supposed to do. But then you have free time to do some fun stuff that is like, or like came in with a coffee for you.
Yeah.
Though.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right.
But here I brought you a coffee. Well, I would have much rather you just showed up on time to the meeting.
That's like something my 6-year-old would do. Like, not with coffee, but just like being like, but I made you this. And it's like, but you didn't do it.
Right. That's like what this guy was doing. I'm like, or could you have been straightening out the tiles like I asked you to? Like, he's lucky I didn't say like that. God, could you imagine me as like a foreman or
no,
what is like
I
the...
Can't.
Oh!
You scare
like
me.
Like, whatever that job is, like site manager, I would talk to them like that. I'd be like, was this what we talked about?
Quality control.
Yeah. Oh,
people think so I'm condescending. Funny. I mean, I think this is a whole new level here.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Yeah, this may be new year, new me.
Well, all right. I'm changing the subject, because I read this article in the New York Times. It was so good. You have to read it.
It
was about the production of glitter.
Oh, my gosh. Is this the one that was like, guess what? Glitter is actually just smaller glitter?
Kind of, yes, that was.
That's like what I just read the headline, and it was so captivating. So I'm so glad that you clicked on it and read it. Tell me everything.
I'll give you the bullet points. Like, you should read it, though.
Oh, my God.
I'll put it in the newsletter. You can sign up for our newsletter on our website. But, okay, so Katie Weaver is the journalist who wrote it. She is super funny and great. I love her. But so,
first of all, are you pro or anti?
Oh, I mean, it's pretty.
Ooh, I'm anti-glitter.
I mean, oh, you don't even think it's pretty?
I mean, I just don't want it anywhere near me.
I mean, that's basically part of what she talks about is, you know, the problem with glitter. we all know to be true.
Yes.
But okay. So part of the article, she was explaining the evolutionary reason why we like glitter, which I thought was so fun. And she was, there are different theories. Some people think that our ancestors needed to find water and water sparkles like glitter. So we're naturally drawn to things that sparkle, which
I'm going
to
go with that.
Okay. Okay.
That's my favorite. I don't even need to hear the other ones. I'm like, yep. I mean, I will hear the other ones, but so far.
Yeah. That one was the one that resonated with me. The other ones just felt like they're grasping at straws. Like kind of like, oh, when we would forage for food, we would look, you know, and it was like, wait, no.
It's totally the water thing.
And so our human nature is to enjoy things that sparkle. And that also makes sense why we love beautiful jewelry and things like that. And then she was describing the industry of glitter and that there are these two companies that basically provide the world all of its glitter. And
what?
Yeah, there's like two companies that have this almost a monopoly on it. And they're super duper secretive about how the hell you make glitter. And they wouldn't, even let her anywhere near the production area. And there is a,
this makes me worry.
I know there is a patent that like when glitter was invented, it was by this guy that was using, I don't even think it was metal. It might've been, but his machine malfunctioned and started creating this glitter, but it was just like you'd expect where it went everywhere and it was a big problem. And so it took him like 30 years to even patent it because he thought, who would ever want this? It's getting everywhere and you can never get rid of it.
Oh my God.
Then she did go to the companies and like saw where it's made, and there's just like glitter. Everything has glitter all over it.
Oh my God, that would be the nightmare.
And
vacuum sales are at an all-time high in this county.
So then they were talking about the different industries that buy the glitter for products. So pretty much anything that shimmers at all has glitter in it in some form. And their super highly concentrated version, they'll sell like a 2-pound bag and it'll make 500,000 bottles of nail polish.
Whoa!
Like a crazy ratio where it's like this tiny thing of glitter can make like a gazillion.
Holy shit. Yeah.
See, you're into it.
I'm like trying to visualize that. Like I'm visualizing what a 2-pound bag of sugar sugar would actually kind of work as a good example. But like what a 2-pound bag of glitter would look
it's
like.
Super I'm thinking fine. Of like, just minuscule little things. And then they put that in nail polish and that's what makes it shimmer. And so the one part of the article that really intrigued me was that she asked them, which industry is your biggest buyer? And they were like, oh, we definitely can't tell you that. She's like, well, can you tell me why you can't tell me? And the lady was like, they don't want you to know that it's glitter. And
my God, what is
okay,
that?
Okay, well, I had a guess. And then it later in the article alluded to me being correct. But I wanted to know if you have a guess.
Okay. They don't want you to know that it's glitter.
And I think, based on my guess, I think that the reason they don't want you to know it's glitter is just because glitter is seen as feminine.
Well, I was thinking it was the car
company. Yes, companies. That's what I believe that it is.
That was my first guess was the paint
yes,
on cars.
That's what I think it is. And but she said she kept pushing them and the lady refused.
That was like instinct.
And then the article said, and then she ushered me into the auto area of the whatever to imply like that's the answer.
Yeah, she was definitely doing that.
But why would that's that be a big writing, secret? It's obvious that's what's in the paint. But when I told this story to Adam, he said, wait a minute, there's glitter in car paint? And I'm like, oh, men don't want to admit.
Okay, that is it. Because if you said that there was a pearlescent powder, yeah, they'd be for it.
Right, but they don't like...
It's the name.
Right. Well, we'll continue this conversation, but
this is
what I do like the look of that doesn't have glitter in it, but it is beautiful, is the Function of Beauty hair care products. Have you been using
yours? Oh, my gosh. Suze, I love it.
It's so...
Which part do you like the best? That it says your name on the bottle or that it's perfectly customized to exactly what you want your hair to do or that you get to pick the smell?
I like the customization, and mine's purple. What color was yours?
Oh, I picked blue because it matches my bathroom.
Oh, I thought that mine was purple because I bleached my hair.
No, you can... Well, oh, you might have picked the one for...
I think I did.
Bronze.
To prevent but that
like,
brassiness.
So if you don't pick that one... Yeah, if you pick the prevent brassiness one, you're going to get the like violet tones in there. But if you don't pick that and you just pick regular, then you get to pick your color. And I went with blue because that's what color my bathroom is.
I just love it because...
So it's like all matching.
I mentioned to you about a month ago that all of my hair started breaking around my crown. Mm-hmm. And so I am on a mission to get my hair healthy again. And this Function of Beauty allows you to customize the products that come to you based on your hair type, your hair goals, your preferences. And as Sarah said, you select the color and fragrance, or you can get fragrance-free, dye-free. But it's salon-level quality, but at a better price. And it's over 40% less per ounce than the leading salon brand. So it is so cool. And I'm hoping that it helps all my issues. I mean, when you bleach your hair, you're kind of fighting an uphill battle.
Yeah, this one's great. You get to choose a whole bunch of different things you want to work on. Because sometimes I'm like, I want my hair straight.
Yeah.
And I like the straightening stuff, but I also need the repair. And so this one, you get to pick like five
things. Yeah, whatever your priorities
are.
And
I love that.
And our listeners will...
And it comes with a pump.
Yes. And you will receive 20% off your first custom formula. To claim, you go to functionofbeauty.com now and take the 2-minute hair profile quiz to design your 100% unique shampoo and conditioner formulas. Use code BRAINCANDY at checkout. You get 20% off your first order at functionofbeauty.com. Again, use code BRAINCANDY at checkout for 20% off your first order at functionofbeauty.com. I love that customization thing. I think it's great.
Yeah, me
but
too.
But I just think that's... Like, you'll have to ask Landon. I bet Landon would guess... The auto thing too, though.
I totally, it's so strange to me that they would not want you to know.
When you've ever looked up close at a car, it shimmers.
Always.
But I don't know. It's just one of those things that we see glitter all the time. It's on everything, all different kinds and sizes and colors. What color would you say is the most popular if you had to guess?
Silver.
That's correct. Why is that obvious to you?
I feel like it's like a base.
Oh.
You know, like you can use silver glitter and throw blue light at it and you can make it look like blue glitter. You know, you can almost make anything.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a neutral palette of glitter.
You really know a lot about glitter for someone who did not read that article.
No, but I'm heavily involved in the craft world.
True.
So.
But you're against it. Like maybe that's why, because you've had one too many incidents.
Yeah, and I used to be pro. So,
do you have any at your house right now?
Yes, I do. I have it very neatly organized into small, loosely, like little tiny, tiny piece glitter, and then the larger container. I have an entire box of glitter that is out in the garage.
I made the mistake of buying, you know how like there's those Instagram companies of clothing where they look so cute and the models look great in the clothes, and then you order it and it's total crap. I made the mistake of ordering from a company like that, and it was a gold glitter tank top.
Oh, no.
And I was like, it's 70s.
How do you like having a gold glitter carpet?
A gold glitter blazer I wore over it. And Lincoln's like, there's glitter everywhere.
Oh, no.
I threw it in the garbage. I couldn't even keep it in my house.
You can't. Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, I made a mistake on that one.
And there's nothing that, there are a lot of things that bug me more. But isn't it annoying when you get a piece of glitter stuck to your face and you can see it? but you can't get it off.
Yeah, it was like, everywhere.
What is that stuff that sticks to everything you don't want it to stick to and nothing you do?
Right. It's worse than sand, I would argue.
Oh, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any hoodles. Since that's, we've like talked about glitter for too long. People are like, that's enough that's about really glitter.
I know, but it's just interesting because like the headline that I read said, this just in, like
glitter is just more smaller, glitter.
Yeah. Small glitter made from large glitter. Like it like just gets smaller and smaller and smaller. But like,
yeah.
What are like the really big, does it all start as one piece? I'm still confused.
I don't know exactly because they're so secretive and that was part of the problem. In fact, and like it's not made from metal either. It's like some of it is, but a lot of it is made from, I don't know. What is that, plastic?
And I feel like you can also make glitter. Like you can make your own sparkling sugar. Like you can make
what?
Like glitter in the, yeah, I know. Absolutely know you could do this. It takes like, and you can like make it with like tin foil and yeah, I know that this works.
You know a lot of
it's
stuff.
It's like sparkly sugar. You know, again, crafty. Crafty McCrafferson. Anyways.
Okay. What do you think about DNA kits for dogs? Would you be in what? Hello?
I feel like did you ask me this before?
I don't think I did.
Or did I just did this happen to be on Oprah's list of Christmas
might
things?
Have been. I just read an article
I
about it.
I feel like I feel like I either just talked about this or just read something
well,
about
this. Well,
what's
your opinion?
Well, I'm anti for like I just don't know how I feel about them having like my DNA on file. Like I don't know why it like kind of weirds me out now after.
No, but for dogs.
I don't know why. Well, I'm getting to that. But for my dog, I have no problem. And I'm like, go ahead, take his DNA. And I'm like super into it.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Why? What in the hell would you need?
Oh, my God. And maybe this is just a little bit of insight into what it feels like to be a parent. But I want to know everything about where my little dog came from.
You have got to be kidding me.
Oh, I care so much.
You mean
I would
Bo?
Love to know both.
Both dogs.
I mean, I care less about Sigmund, but most about Bo.
Wait, are these kits, do you think it's more about what breed they are or it's more about what they're...
I think it's about what breed they are.
Okay. So don't you already know the answer with Sigmund?
Yeah, but they would be able to tell you, like, down the line, like, it would still be interesting to know, like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Where?
So
I don't know.
Silly.
I'm, like, kind of into
it. I thought it was more for people that wanted to see if their dog was predisposed for certain illnesses.
Oh, now that would make sense.
Well, I mean, I guess so.
Well, I could tell you that.
What?
What do you got? A purebred dog?
All the illnesses.
What did most of them get? Guess what he's getting?
Everything.
Maybe cancer. Oh, you got a French bulldog? Guess who's getting? Probably respiratory disease. Really is he? There you go. Pay me.
You're like the pet psychic.
Yeah. That's it. Done.
I mean, I kind of would want to know if I
Case
had
closed.
A mutt and I had no idea what breed it was, that would be interesting. But I don't know.
That's what I think it is.
Okay.
I'm like pretty sure that's what it is. Because it's like, you know, all the people adopting dogs, they're all the, you know, everybody's like got the mutt now.
I guess I just am like, who cares?
I don't know.
Although...
I don't know what Bo is.
My book club pick for next month, February, is going to be a memoir about somebody who did the, DNA testing and found out their biological father wasn't their father, which I think is like is happening all the time now.
All the time. Yeah, it sure is.
A lot of moms are like shitting their pants over
their
kids taking these tests.
I didn't even think about that part. Yeah.
I mean,
I wonder what the percentage is out there on that.
I mean, and just think about, you know, now we're finding out.
You would know.
What?
Those dads know.
There is no way.
I think they do. I think you know. I think nature's pretty, pretty good at making that baby look like that dad.
It is weird how that happens.
It is crazy weird. They always look like the father.
But like, you could find, like, it would be smart to do it with somebody who looked similar to your husband.
Yeah. If I was like, ooh, what about somebody's brother?
If you're going to get knocked up by somebody else.
Make it your husband's brother.
Right. Get the same genes.
Yeah. Well, they're related, but.
But if you do happen to have the DNA that gives you bad skin, which, you know, happens, or if you just, you know, got to clean your face, then I have a great product for you. You should know by now that I love BioClarity. Yep. BioClarity is a three-step acne wash or just face wash, depending on which routine you get. I use the clear skin routine, and Sarah is more of an essentials routine kind of gal. Although I think you've used the clear skin at different
times. I'm on clear skin right now.
Yeah, it depends on what moment you're in.
Well, and it's because I went an entire month without a refill, and I just got it in the mail like 2 days ago.
See, that's needless because the great thing about BioClarity is it comes to your door.
I don't know why I do that.
I know. It's Sarah. It's not BioClarity.
I know.
But it's basically like healthy eating, but for your face. So it's like the time of year to get your body healthy, get your face healthy. And they have clarifying masks. They have Floralux that soothes away blemishes but reduces redness. It's just great. Take the first step to a healthier, more radiant skin by going to bioclarity.com. And right now, our listeners will get, when you purchase a skincare routine, you'll get a free clarifying mask with your order. That's $25 value for free, but you have to enter our code BRAINCANDY at checkout. So go to bioclarity.com and use our code BRAINCANDY at checkout to get your free clarifying mask when you purchase a routine. Okay.
Okay, so have you seen the really super creepy picture floating around of the, ew, I can almost hardly say it.
What?
Toads on a snake?
No, what is it?
Okay, so there's like this picture floating around on, I don't know, Twitter or wherever, and it's of a snake, like a python, this black mm-hmm. python, and it looks like these toads are riding on the python.
Okay.
And it's like a snake, and they're like five toads, like just chilling, and some toads on the side, and they're like look like they're going for a ride on this little snake. And so this picture was posted, and somebody was like, "Oh, hey, toads are taking a ride." And then a bunch of like, you know, Twitter nerds and science geeks were like, "Actually, that's super disgusting, and those toads are the worst. And what they're really doing is trying to mate with that snake, and they're basically like five toads hopping up on the snake trying to bang it."
No.
Yeah, it's super creepy. So there's this kind of toad called cane toads. I think they're in Australia. That they're, I don't even know, Suze, I don't understand why this animal even exists. Because if it gets out like into the ecosystem, it destroys all other like animals. It like can wipe out entire species like super fast. They're completely toxic. They don't do anything. And the poor snakes couldn't even do anything because if they tried to eat them, they would die. And also these freaking toads, every single time it rains, they become super horny and will hump anything, including people.
Why do you think that's true when it rains?
I think maybe that's their symbol, like signals mating season for them.
No.
And so there's something about heavy rains that when it rains really heavy, these guys will jump on anything and start humping it. And there were pictures of like toads humping people's hands. So like this one picture led me down a very, very dark tunnel on it down. So I know way too much about cane toads now. So well, just
okay.
Wanted
so
to,
I don't,
if you see that picture,
I see it.
Around.
I Googled it and I'm looking at it.
Oh, but, it's so gross.
So you're telling me if the snake were to bite one of these toads, it would kill.
Dead.
Why? What is that?
Because the toad is toxic.
These toads are like that. They shouldn't exist.
That's what I'm
saying.
I totally
agree.
I'm like, why is this thing a thing? And then when I kept on reading it. I kept reading more, and it was like, oh, it will completely wipe out entire other species. Oh, it will do. Like it was just bad, 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 bad. I'm like, who? Why is this toad round?
I'm not into it.
What does this thing do?
Wow.
Yeah.
And isn't who that the gross? Hell took this video or whatever?
Suze, I almost accidentally, like, I was sending myself pictures of, like, things, like, articles that I wanted to do, and I accidentally almost sent that to you. And I was like, oh, thank God, I would never want to do that. It was like, it's like getting the dick pic.
Right.
Like, you cyber can't unsee flashing. That if I were to send it to you. It's like cyber flashing, but with something creepy.
Gosh, I am not
so gross
into that.
So don't Google that.
Thanks for bringing that into my life.
You're welcome. I just had to share it with somebody else because it was like in my head. I'm like thinking about it a lot.
Right. I get it. Okay. So I just read something that said something that will make us mad.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's better than being grossed out. So let's hear it.
Switch emotions. Couples are more... Oh, I see. Okay. But I also... There is two sides to this. I want to know what you think. Couples are more likely to divorce when the woman experiences a big promotion, while there is no effect if the man gets the promotion. So my first instinct was, well, he's jealous. He can't handle it. But maybe...
No, maybe she says I'm out of here.
Now. Maybe she was like...
I'm thinking that's it. Independent woman.
She's out of there.
She's like, I don't need no man.
That's what you think, that when she's like, can make her own money.
Well, I know that the divorce rates went up when women became more financially independent.
Mm-hmm.
And that the marriage rate, the age of marriage and the age of like start having kids and all that has gone down or up, with more women in the, you know, like women having financial, more economic power.
So
I think that you're right. I'm with you.
Maybe though, it's a little bit of both, where sometimes it's like the woman's like, I'm out of here because I have my own money. And maybe sometimes it's because the guy's insecure and like can't handle it.
I did date a guy who I felt like was insecure when I was on the show, like after the show, like he couldn't handle people coming up and wanting to take pictures with me.
I get that.
So I could imagine that's kind of like a social hierarchy promotion.
Yeah.
So if it were something like that.
Have you ever dated a guy that was famous or like well known?
Yes.
Okay. And isn't it an odd thing when that happens, because then people come up to them and like the man becomes the focal point, where in every other relationship, like the woman is the thing of, getting the attention and all of that. And it's a very strange role reversal whenever the man is famous, like an athlete
or something. I kind of feel a little bit of that, like in the world that my husband works in, he's kind of like that. He's kind of famous and well-known in that world. Like he's well-known, and people recognize his face and, you know, we go places and they don't give a crap who I am.
Wow.
It's like the foodie people or the wine people are like, oh my God, you're the guy from 100 Acre. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Right. He's like a wine rock
like
star.
Obsessed. Yes, totally.
And do you mind that?
They want to talk to him. I love it.
Oh, that's nice.
And I'm like super attracted to him when people are like all over him.
Really?
And I'm like, great. Get away from me. No, I'm just kidding.
Really?
But yeah, I like it.
I think a lot of women would not
I feel
that.
Proud.
It's nice.
It depends. Well, it would depend on what they were. Because I don't feel like that, what he's getting like praised for, what he's getting the attention for, in no way is something that I also have. Like, I have zero of the skills that he is showcasing at those moments, you know?
Yeah.
And so if I were, like, a model and I dated another model who was more famous than me, then I'd be like, well, who am I? What am I?
Yeah. You know?
Or if it were, like, a beauty thing or,
yeah, anytime it'd be, like, a threat where you're in competition.
Yeah. Yeah, like a threat, or it like made me question like my value or what my worth is or like what I bring to the table, that kind of stuff.
I was, you know, as I do, watching Billy Joel videos, and there was this interview when he was married to Christie Brinkley where someone was like, do you ever wonder like why she's married to you? And he was like,
that's messed up.
No, I don't. Like he knew what they meant.
Yeah, that's messed up.
But he was like, you know, she loves me and stuff. But I just thought, because he's only 5'5", and she was a 5'10", or whatever. She is 5'10".
Yeah.
And, you know, it was an odd match. I'm sure a lot of people talked about it at the time. But I think about it in that case. Like, she's this model, but he's a musician. So there's, like, no competition there.
Right.
They're in totally different spheres. But by the way, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I could go.
Well, I was just going to say, that reminds me that... you know how I'm going to see him later this month?
Yes.
And I really need the Brainiacs to tweet at Billy Joel.
Oh, right, right, right.
And tell him.
So your call to action,
yeah, because
people.
Remember how he likes the Two Dope Queens and let them sit up front?
Yes.
And I know you're not going to be with me at this concert, but.
We need like a guerrilla or a grassroots marketing strategy.
I just need
to get Susie.
Meet him. It's important.
You will.
Can you tweet it too?
You're going to end up on stage. I will.
Put that in your day planner.
I will. I'm going to write it down right now. Tweet to Billy Joel.
Okay. And yeah, I'll also tell you. Yeah. I'll give you instructions.
Oh, okay. Please. You have to be very specific. Feel free to ghostwrite this.
Right. That's so true. I'll just log in. What am I waiting for? Also, what are you guys waiting for if you haven't tried The New Yorker yet? It is the best publication in America, in the world, if you ask me.
It's practically free, for goodness sakes.
I know. This is what the deal is. They have the best writing anywhere. They have, you know, of course, the cartoons. They have poetry. I was with my friend Emily last night. She's a poet. And she's like, wouldn't it be awesome if I could be published in The New Yorker? Yes, it would. That would be amazing.
Yes.
But they have something for everyone. It's cultural criticism. They basically did the whole Me Too movement and won the Pulitzer for it, thanks to Ronan Farrow. And there's just so many great things to read. And we have the best deal. Don't wait. Go to newyorker.com/braincandy because listeners of our podcast save 50% when they enter code braincandy. So with this offer, you'll receive 12 issues for $6 plus.
But that's not all.
Plus.
Tell them what they get.
Plus you get the exclusive New Yorker tote bag, which is super cute. Now you take it to the farmer's market every week and you can choose between print, digital, or combo print and digital subscription. Subscribe to The New Yorker and read something that means something. That's 12 issues for $6 and a free tote bag when you go to newyorker.com/braincandy. It is for real a no-brainer.
Right.
I'm sick of it.
Just for the tote bag.
I know.
And then you also get magazines.
Right. And you get smarter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see Ellen's stand-up?
I did.
On Netflix? Yes. Suze, did you feel like maybe she listens to the Brain Candy podcast?
Why?
There were like three things, maybe even more, bits in there where I was like, I just said that.
You're kidding me.
Do you remember the shoe thing?
What?
About the shoe sizes and how like, they come out, like, when you go in, it's, like, the only place where you're, like, I'm a 7. Do you have this in a size 7? And they're, like, no, well, I have it in the 6 and an 11 and a half.
Right. I don't remember you saying that, but that's hilarious.
Oh, my God. I feel like if I didn't talk about that on the podcast, then I had a very vivid dream.
I'm sure you did. We talk about so much.
Right. And then she, like, totally said that on there. And then there were, like, three other things where I'm, like, we said that.
Did you enjoy it?
So basically, we're as hilarious as Ellen. I gave it a
7.5. I love how you keep rating everything.
Yeah, I like rating everything. No, she's getting a... Oh, I'm heavy on the B minuses lately.
I didn't like it.
Actually, I'll give her higher than 7.5.
I didn't even finish it.
I felt like she... Oh, I felt like she kind of weighed on some of her older stuff.
Totally.
Like, or leaned on some of her older stuff.
Totally. And
and I don't like gimmicky things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by that? Like,
I do.
Like the dancing thing, which you probably didn't even see.
No, I didn't see the dancing, no.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny, but it's like, it went on too long.
Yeah. I was disappointed because I'm a huge fan and I loved her previous stand-up specials. So I had high hopes and then I was like, oh, this is not funny.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite. It felt like a simpler version, too. Like, but then it's called relatable, and I think she was, like, trying to be relatable. But I was like, yo, Ellen, you ain't relatable anymore.
No, she's really not.
Not at all. I'm like, she's, like, trying to talk about her, like, building a gorilla sanctuary and, and how she totally packed for the wrong season. And I'm like... We've been there.
Who among us hasn't packed incorrectly for your gorilla sanctuary?
Right.
Well, you can't win them all.
So I was like, not my favorite. But what is my favorite is the tidying up with the woman,
someone asked
Marie
if I
Kondo.
Watch it. Is it so good?
I love it. First of all, have you ever seen video of this woman?
Yeah.
She's like a fairy.
Yeah, I follow her on Instagram.
She's like, you have to just watch video of this woman who's like a magical, organizational, tidy light in this world. Like, I don't, I'm not even sure she goes number two.
Why?
Because she's like so adorable and I just want to put her in my pocket and she's so sweet.
Okay, is she nice? Because in the book sometimes she doesn't come across
nicest.
As super nice.
No, she's really nice. And I think they did a really good job on the show getting a really diverse group of people. They have a black lesbian couple. They have a gay couple. They have a Japanese family who's borderline hoarders, which is really interesting because then they do like the cultural thing. And it's fun to see, or not fun, but like interesting to see, like assimilate, very assimilated and like second, third generation Japanese American people kind of doing a lot of the same things that white people do to people who don't speak English, even though they're the same culture.
Really?
It was, I was like, I noticed it where I was like, wow, she's totally doing like what default, you know, everyone does where you're like, there's a little bit of it's a language barrier thing, but I'm like, oh, interesting. It's, there's no, I couldn't see any like, oh, wow, we totally get each other because we're the same culture.
Yeah.
You know, and I think people tend to do that. They're like, oh, well, they're both Japanese, so they're totally going to know, like, be best friends, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's like they did with me. Oh, I know somebody with tattoos. You'll love them.
Right.
On the one, because we have tattoos. So it kind of, it was interesting to kind of see like, oh, wow, it really shows you, doesn't matter where you're from, who you are, what you do. People are different and they come in a wide variety with a lot of messy closets.
Does the show make you want to be tidy?
Oh, Sue's the tidiest. Like I've organized every drawer in my entire house with the exception of my makeup cabinet, which is really funny because I wrote down on my to-do list, organize makeup, and then I organized everything else in the house but that.
Right.
It was like I was procrastinating to avoid that. And then after I watched one episode of your show, I was like, well, I can't watch. I gotta go organize the makeup right now.
So what has been the most successful tidying up adventure for you in your house? Like,
oh,
what felt the best? And like, did you get rid of stuff?
What felt... You know what it was is I had my husband's help with the office where we cleaned out stuff in the office and we rearranged it so it was more functional.
That felt
like,
good.
Wouldn't it be nice to... And you know how many staplers we
had?
No! Five!
That is insane to me.
I am donating 4 staplers to my school.
That's great.
Yeah, that is... I thought that was nice too. And like 8 boxes of staples. Like I can like... absolutely keep the school district going.
I really love that you said that.
I did. I was like, this is a nice thing to do, Sarah.
That does. I mean, how did you get 5 to begin with? Is
I have no clue. I think it's like I had one, Landon had one, and then when this office closed.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
We got a bunch of the office supplies, and we never really went through those boxes. We've got so much paper.
We're like that with label makers, which is kind of ironic.
You have multiple label makers?
I only have one, but then Adam uses a lot on set, and so
we seem to
collect them, and I hate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess that's how that happens.
Well, if you enroll in school, you could donate some to your school and they'll feel good about it.
I'm all good with the schooling. yeah. But okay, wait. Hold everything. I have to talk to you about something. It's called saving money, people. And I found an awesome way that you can save money on car insurance with a comparison site. It's just like Kayak, but for auto insurance. It's called The Zebra. And it was super easy. I went on there and just put in my information. It took less than 5 minutes. And here's the beauty of it. Not only did I find a better rate, it was $50 lower than what I was paying, but they don't sell your information to spammers. So one time I tried to do this with health insurance, and then that was like 2 years ago, and I'm still getting calls. And this is not like that at all. They don't sell your info at all. You can just compare the options and then see if you could save money or not. And so go today and start saving at thezebra.com/braincandy. That's thezebra.com/braincandy, spelled thezebra.com/braincandy. We love saving money around here. Anyway, I wanted to know, like, when you watched the show, was there a moment where you were like, oh, I should do that?
Oh my God, yes, there was. And I'm trying to remember, there were a few. Oh, this was a good one. So, you know how there are those, it's almost like a shelf inside of a cabinet, but they're usually made out of wire.
Yeah.
And they're like a wire shelf that you can just add that you put shoes on top mm-hmm. of. Well, sometimes you want to put shoes on top of them, but the wire is spaced too wide and the heel will fall through.
Yeah.
So she said you just put like a postcard or an upside down, the lid of a shoebox
yeah.
beneath the shoe, and then it keeps the shoe from falling in. And she's all about little things that spark joy. So she's like, well, I use a pretty postcard that I like to spark joy. And I just am all about this spark joy thing and didn't think I would be. But now I'm like, well, that's got to go. That doesn't spark joy.
Wow. You're going
it's
all
great.
In.
It's great. It really is life changing.
That's great. It's not just a saying. It's not just a title yeah. of a book.
I'm just obsessed with her. I think everybody should watch that. And then they should just like clean out a drawer.
Yeah. I have, you know me, I'm a purger, but there's always room for improvement. That's for sure.
Well, I copied you and got that little carousel rounder thing, Lazy Susan, mm-hmm. made of acrylic for my yeah. makeup. And boy, that's a game changer. That's the best organizational little piece
ever. I got
ever.
That idea from The Home Edit, which is also a great
site. Why is it that there's this strong desire to organize around the beginning of the year?
Oh, well.
I mean, every single... Is it like a resolution for a lot of people?
I think it is, but here's another theory that I have.
Okay. I even tried to look this up and I wasn't searching under the right thing to find the articles or asking the right question.
To find what you need.
Because, yeah, why do we want to organize around the New Year?
Just speaking for myself, I always enjoy the holidays, but do you know that thing where when you take the tree down and you pack up all your Christmas stuff, how good it feels? I think
it's like
that.
Clean.
Yeah. Where you want to keep that going and you're like, oh, I hate stuff. I got to get stuff out of here. And it's all a mess. Yes. And then you're like, ah.
Yeah. It did feel really good to have all that stuff.
Right.
Out of there.
It's like,
it felt good to put it up.
Yeah, it's clean. It's a fresh start. And then of course the New Year's thing and all that. It makes sense.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, if I did my Christmas ornaments, I might as well do every single drawer in my entire house.
Right. Well, did you put them in those metal tins, your ornaments?
Metal
yeah, you
tin?
Said that you...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, okay. I did.
That's an interesting...
The flat ones. Like the because they make really good for like fragile ornaments. Mm-hmm. You could just store like four of them rolled up in tissue paper and then you put them in the metal tins and they're great for storing
And
that.
Have you started decorating for your next holiday?
No, but good. I'm glad you asked. I am starting to think of what I'd like my spring wreath on the front door to look like.
Your spring wreath. Do you skip Valentine's decorations?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. It just comes and goes so fast, and I feel like it's kind of a Hallmark holiday anyway. Yeah. I like more of a vibe, you know? Like fall
seasonal.
Is like a vibe, like seasonal. I like seasonal, so spring is like... We're getting the flowers out. We're planting. Oh, except Sue's high drama at the Patterson house the last few weeks.
What happened?
Let me tell you why.
High drama.
My house was overrun.
With what?
A horrible bug that attacked my plants called a mealybug.
What is that?
And at first I thought it was a like white powdery mold.
Yeah, you told me you had
and
mold.
Then it was not mold. They were bugs.
You have got to be kidding me.
Bugs that reproduce. One female produces 400 to 600 eggs.
Okay.
I was like, that's 400 to 600 too many for
How
my
did
house.
You realize it was a bug and not mold?
Because Landon got me a wonderful gardening book for Christmas, and I started a deep dive into, like, you know, more, like, in-depth plant care and, like, what to do around different seasons, and they had a picture of it.
No.
And I was like, oh, my frickin' God, that's
How
what
did
that
it get
is.
Into your and house? In the first place.
That's the mystery. Well, what probably happened after everything that I looked up was that it was in the soil in a plant that I bought from a plant store. Like, it was outside and then it was inside. Mm. But it's not like a flying bug or something. It was, like, on the bugs. And the worst is that I could have just gotten rid of it with a Q-tip and rubbing alcohol. But I, like, took them all out and, like, sprayed them with what I thought would be good for the fungus.
Yeah.
And then that did nothing.
I know. It was high drama before you even knew it was bugs.
Right. And then I had to get rid of a bunch of plants, and like five of them had to go in the trash. I was really
sad.
That
is sad.
It feels like murder.
Sarah, you should have seen one time I clipped the my plant. You know, sometimes they need a haircut. They get so long.
They do.
And Sarah took one. And look at that plant. And it was like slow motion. Like, no. You didn't.
No, it was the clippings in the garbage that I was like, no. And I have to remind myself, haircut, not amputation. Haircut, yeah. Not amputation.
Well, first you looked at the plant and you go, Suze, you didn't.
What happened
to your plant? I'm like, I gave it a haircut. And you were like, where are the clippings? Like devastation. She so went through my garbage and took them out and took them home. And those are probably the ones with the bugs on them.
Oh my God. They're probably not, but they might be. But I've since gotten rid of the bugs. I've gotten rid of all that. And I have high anxiety about going back to school because I am the only person who waters the plants in the atrium. I know
it.
And nobody's been at school for 3 weeks. So I think I'm going to come back to dead plants, and then I'm going to have a whole issue.
We're going to
have a plant funeral.
Well, what the hell? Like, is there not a janitor there?
Well, that's what I asked. I said, can I be responsible for this? Or like, who is responsible for this? And they're like, the night crew handles it. They don't, because they're dying. So I'm like, this needs to be an actual job that I already got them to put healthy food in the vending machines.
Oh my God.
I think maybe the last final mark I'll leave is I'll get them to hire a horticulturist.
You're a real activist at the clinic.
Yeah. I said, if they remember me for anything, it'll be for my healthy snacks.
Not your clinician
no.
prowess.
Well, Sarah got us, you know, whatever, baked Lays.
Baked Lays.
I did. And let me tell you, the healthy was not even that
right,
healthy.
It's just a step up.
I was like, oh, for goodness
what
sake.
What else is in that vending machine?
They're like, here's trail mix. Then what are the other one they added? Nutri-Grain bar. Those like Nature's Choice.
Yeah, Nature Valley.
Nature mm-hmm. Valley. They added those. They added a bunch of baked stuff instead of the fried potato chips or whatever it is.
That's really funny.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. And they're like, we'll see how it
Who
does.
Who are you putting like, these requests into?
Well, they give us at the end of the year. They're like, would you, you know, do you have
oh,
any
man. Suggestion
comments,
box.
Concerns, whatever. They have all those. And I was like, yes, I do. And I kept suggesting that in every single class, in every semester, like in my evaluation. And eventually they're like, okay. Because here's my argument. We had crappy food, and the two majors that they house in our building are physiology and kinesiology, mm-hmm. and marriage and family therapy. So we're talking body and mind here, and you fill our vending machine with crap, and the good campus has all the nice, good, healthy food options. We only have one vending machine, and it's filled with junk food. All I'm saying is we needed options. Why am I getting mad at you?
You really are like Tracy Flick. It is so funny.
Oh my God, I am. Holy shit, you're right.
What's that movie called? Election.
Election. Yeah.
You are the embodiment. I am Tracy Flick. Tracy Flick.
That is it. That is it. That's fine. I'm okay with
that.
Yeah,
I mean, she is a good person.
I mean, nobody wants to fuck Tracy Flick. Sorry, Linda.
That's not true. That is not true. Didn't she have a love interest in the movie?
Oh, she probably does. I don't
remember. Maybe like her teacher even.
Oh, there you go. That's it.
That's about right.
Oh, that's funny. That sounds about right. Yeah.
Anything else you want to add before we hit the road?
I guess I'll save it till next time.
Let me see if I have anything.
What about you, Susan? Five-star review. Make sure you do that.
Well, yeah, you gotta subscribe. I noticed
you have been doing that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, duh. I keep checking on those five stars. I'm watching.
Subscribe. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. One thing I did want to tell you, this was sent to us by Natalie, and she, let me open it up. It's an article about people that are named Sarah and Michael have the most travel mishaps.
I read this and I couldn't even believe it.
Well, what's your theory?
Okay, few things. Because I was like, what is this? Is this the most popular name?
Yeah, that's what I think.
It's just like the most popular name of travelers. But then the article was nicer and they were like, maybe people named Sarah and Michael are really adventurous.
That's right, that's what it said.
Which I loved the idea of, but we're like adventurous and want to complain to the manager.
Right. But I mean, it really is like all the names are like Michael, David, Matthew, Andrew, like just typical names. And then
it felt a little bit to me like, what is it? More murders when more ice cream is sold.
Yeah, exactly.
When it's really just the
false
heat.
Correlation.
Not
here.
Really. Yeah, false correlation. That's kind
of. Although I did think it was a great funny headline. That only two claims of the last 5 years were filed by someone named Tommy.
That one blew my mind.
I guess.
Could you even believe
I
that?
I guess a lot of people Tommy's go by Thomas.
Don't give a fuck.
Or Tom.
Yeah. Because if you have to file a claim with your legal name.
It's probably.
See, there are a lot of. This is.
We're poking holes into this.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because I can write an article like this, too.
Right.
But, like, just don't go digging.
Don't ask, just accept don't it at face value. Don't ask too many follow-up questions.
Don't ask too many questions. Like, just like our, I mean, it's almost like, but I love this stuff.
Yeah, it's fun.
And don't stop sending
no,
it to me.
No, we love
I
it.
I freaking love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I want it, just like when we learned about the people with October, November birthdays yeah. and how they were, like, running the world. Yeah. And we're like, well, we have to know about
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, send us all those
things.
Sometimes
it might be there might be something to it. In this case, it's just like kind of a joke.
Yeah, but I love it anyway.
Yeah, but leave 5-star reviews whether your name's Michael or Sarah or not. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Wave Podcast Network. Check out all of our shows, including the Brain Candy Podcast, I Don't Get It, Babes and Babies, Coffee Convos, and Let's Talk About It.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.